Yeah, this is me. I'm next time here. I'm after Charlie. I'm a little bit nervous, actually. But anyway, my name is Patrick, Pa for short, and I'm from Limerick, but not the city. I'm from the countryside, a small village about 7 miles south of the city. And it's very small, mostly a farming community, but a lot of people work in the cities, because Limerick City is a very unique city. It's only the really only genuine working class town in Ireland, I suppose you could say. Which is true, because other cities in Ireland, such as Dublin, Galway and Cork, were all university towns, and they had a bourgeoisie, a middle class and an upper class. And Limerick was also the first Soviet state outside of Russia. In 1919, we declared a Soviet state for 2 weeks, when we went on strike because a man was killed. Well, he went on hunger strike and he subsequently died, but that's a big long story, but it's very interesting that we were the very first ones. And also, we have a great tradition for bacon in Limerick, not bacon as in... Oh, you know, yeah, bacon, you know, pigs, yeah, bacon. And we sent people over to Russia in the very early part of the century, and they cured bacon for the Tsar and his family. So that's another little interesting fact about Limerick, I suppose. So, I'm going to read a poem called He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven by William Butler Yeats, and I'll do it on my own accent, because why not? Had I the heavens in bridal cloths, inwrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet, but I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly because you tread on my dreams. Well, that's it anyway. Linda was also saying that you do a few Mountain McDonald plays over there. So, I don't do a great guy accent, but I can give you a general, well, I suppose it's an awful thing to give someone a general idea, but, I suppose I'll just say a few things in kind of a Galway accent. It's very flat and we talk like that a lot in Galway. Kind of a quiet people. But they get loud sometimes as well. So that's kind of how Galway people sound. Well, that's me done anyway, so, because I have to go to rehearsal now. It was nice talking to you, even though you didn't answer me back. It's nice, because usually you can't get a word in edgeways with Americans, but there we go. Okay, good luck. I'm going to pass you over to Donal now. And it's Donal and not Donald like everyone's been calling him for the last 4 weeks. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. God bless.